a first reading.
Yep.
Let's do it.
All right. Thank you.
Because it's not going to get better.
Okay.
It's not.
I'm sorry. Are there additional comments on 2017-002?
And it's the gutters also, yes, are part of that.
Yeah, gutters are included.
No, just leave that second reading.
Yes, okay. Ms. Hart is pointing out that I did not read the second paragraph, which is the second reading. So the second reading in the public hearing is May 8th, 2017, at 7 p.m. at the Borough Hall.
I hope it doesn't rain that day.
Yeah. But it's actually the bathroom and the records that become unusable.
What?
The bathroom and the records become unusable. Okay. May I have a roll call?
Ms. Bonner?
Aye.
Ms. Hamilton? Ms. Lozoni?
Aye.
Ms. Mackin?
Aye.
Mr. Dickens?
Aye.
Mr. Kness?
Aye.
Okay. We now go to reports of committee chairs. We will start with Mr. Ticton, Community Development, Code Enforcement, and Senior Rep.
Okay. The newest development in the terms of codes was we had a problem on Farm Lane with a property owner who recently came in cutting down a lot of trees, and the question was whether the trees were on the property. And John Marini investigated, found that for the most part, the trees were on their property, and we don't have an ordinance saying people can't cut down trees on their property. There was one or two trees that were just over the borough property, and they were told that. They'd put some branches. They told them to get the branches off the borough property, and you know, to clean up what they had done on the borough property. So far, they've been cooperative with them. So they're still working on that.
When you say not on their property, do you mean Green Acres or the next door neighbor?
This on the borough property. Yeah. Then there's an issue with the next door neighbor was complaining that they took down a tree that was on her property.
Right.
They're complaining that according to their survey, the fence goes on, encroaches onto their property. So as John said, this is between the property owners, and you know, in fact, talking to the next door neighbor, I told her, you know, recommended that she have her own surveyor look at
it. It was surveyed before they put in a pool. And it was
I know her. You know, but yeah. She said when they did it, they were told everything was okay. Right, exactly.
Yeah, but
so,
we
procedure
don't want to
get involved
in that.
The surveyors talk to each other.
Your father signed off on everything. So, but most of the trees were on their own property, not Green Acres.
That's what John Marini said. That most of the trees were indeed on their property, and they did not. Somebody said they thought they'd gone back 300 feet. They didn't. The marker was 200 feet, and they were within the 200 feet.
So when you
a couple of trees were, they did knock down a couple of trees, and remains to be seen what we do about that. But they did stop it once they were told by Marini that you know they were over the line.
May have to remedy it. They just may have to plant.
We'll see what has to be done. The Environmental Commission will take a look at that and decide what has you know what we want to have done. Yeah, okay, that's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Stacey Bonner, Administration and Environmental Rep.
Well, I can report it seems the slippery decking that was installed last summer by the SCA is no longer slippery. Seems like Mother Nature in the winter took care of the surface. So at this point, there's no plan to treat them, so that's good news. And unfortunately, I did miss the last Environmental Commission meeting, so when we have our representatives, I'll ask Mary if there's anything else to add. That's all I got tonight.
Okay. Is our clerk or deputy clerk have anything to report?
Shade Tree Commission has been in contact and they will be out to do the two trees that are in danger of going into the road. And that's pretty much about it.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
contact us about filing.
When are they due?
Well, technically they're due April 30th, but they made a notation that since they were delayed, but I would go with April 30th.
For those of you who haven't filled them out yet, they're pretty simple.
April the 30th is a Sunday, so I think it's Monday 1st.
Well, you're pushing this.
No, I would do it by April 30th because you can do it at home. You can do,
You
could do it at home. I'll come to the barrel hall.
It took me all of 5 minutes this time. The first time it was a little more complicated navigating through.
I'm sorry, Mary. I was saying it took me all of about 5 or 10 minutes this time. It had captured all of my information from last year. I just had to double check, make sure nothing had changed, fill in a couple other things, and it was really straightforward.
The financial disclosure forms, for those of you who don't know, are the forms that the state has us fill out to let them know who it is that's bribing us for the work that we're doing up here. In other words, who pays you, what do you get reimbursement for, and have you made any speeches for which you got paid? I think all of us have made numerous speeches over the last year, and none of us, to my knowledge, have been paid for them. Okay. Councilmember Malkin, Finance and Planning Board Representative.
No, I have nothing tonight, Mayor.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, the Planning Board hasn't met since our last council meeting. And for Finance, obviously, we're working on the budget. So we hope to introduce it on the 8th. And as far as recreation, we had discussed this at the last meeting. There was some talk of some parents being dissatisfied that the program did not meet their children's needs. But as I said before, and I'll repeat this because I did have a very long discussion with Eric Schubiger, who is our recreation director, official recreation director. Roosevelt has never provided full-time camp except for last summer. That was the only year. We're very small. We don't have the wherewithal, the funding to provide full-time camp. Our programs were never meant to replicate a child care program for the summer. It was strictly to provide some socialization and activities for children who were either home with their parents or their babysitters. The program that Eric did put together this year, because he was unable to find a camp director or college kids to employ, was some people were saying that they felt it was too expensive. It ranged from $45 a week to $95 a week. That actually is quite a bit less than the company charges other towns and other parents. Roosevelt is going to fund part of that from the recreation budget. So it actually cost more than that, and the company even mentioned to Eric Schubiger that he wondered if the parents of Roosevelt knew what a, quote, good deal the kids were getting, because it really does cost more than $45 or $95. So far, no parent has complained to Eric at all. I think there were a couple people on Facebook expressing some dissatisfaction, but no parent has contacted Eric to say that this was unaffordable or, you know. It was the best that we could come up with for this year. The town funded the program too much, then many people might complain that they were subsidizing other people's children to go to camp for the summer. So this was the best program that he could come up with. And he has always advised parents, if they need full-time care, then they should look to other towns such as East Windsor or Millstone. But as of yet, we've never heard directly from any parents criticizing the program or anything, any such matter.
Are you planning on bringing a resolution to the council to approve the rates? They're required to be approved by the council.
We could. I mean, I think he was waiting to get some responses from the parents. I'm not sure. The notices went out about a week ago, I think, or
two weeks ago. But you know, I'll speak to him and see what we can do.
Well, I'm not sure what you're going to speak to him about. In other words,
well, introducing the rates.
Oh, okay.
And also on another note, there will be a 4th of July picnic this year, as there is every year. So we'll, you and I will begin working on that very shortly. And if anyone has any interest in volunteering, feel free to let us know. End of report.
Did anybody sign up for the summer camp yet?
I don't know. I spoke to Eric as of last week. No. But the notices had just gone out. As a matter of fact, when I scrolled through some of the parental responses, when I heard at the council meeting that some people complained, most people, there were quite a few people who hadn't even weren't aware of it at all. They hadn't looked through their kids' backpacks yet. So
the problem is if they try to sign up, they don't know what the rate is because the council hasn't approved them.
Well, if you want, then we can.
I don't want it. It's required by law.
I mean, I'm saying we okay. can approve it at the next meeting.
Okay, good. Councilmember Lapote, Utilities. You know what? Why don't I... So you turn that thing on, I turn it blue.
So do you, I think. That's smart, right?
Acoustics in this room
suck.
You could hear, okay. When you're here, it sounds like you're screaming from this end. It sounds like you're screaming into it.
So I'm going to talk directly into the microphone, but I'm going to face that way so I can see what you're seeing. So don't mind my back. We had some recent issues with the water and sewer plants. First of all, let's try to bring this closer. You know, they say never to read a PowerPoint slide to your audience, but I'm going to read the PowerPoint slide to the audience. This is in the water plant, so chlorine is added to the water that comes out of the wells and goes into the water treatment plant.
I want to bring it closer, not further.
Closer, Will.
Thank you. Oh, good.
Yes? Good?
The other okay. left.
So, chlorine is not added to kill germs because there are no germs that come out of groundwater because it's coming from a well. It's added because the chlorine will facilitate the iron precipitation. The chlorine helps to oxidize the iron as the water goes through the aerator. So the iron comes out of the being dissolved in the water, and it forms a brown precipitate. You might be familiar with this brown precipitate. And 60% of the brown precipitate is removed in the settling tank. The other 40% comes out through those big filters that we had just replaced. The chlorine levels get monitored every day, once a day. And the once-a-day readings are recorded and tracked. If they're low, Toby turns up the chlorine. If they're high, Toby turns down the chlorine. The problem is that the chlorine levels could vary in the 24 hours between his readings. And so when we had the plant refurbished, they installed a little line so that you could put in a data logger. That would be something that measures the chlorine on a periodic basis, like once a minute, and gives you a printout of what your chlorine has done when you've not been there to measure it. So Toby is going to purchase a new chlorine data logger to monitor the chlorine that's going into the water facility from a company called Hawk. Hawk is on a state contract. Because it's a state contract, state shops around and finds your best deal. So we don't need to do that shopping ourselves. We don't need to get three quotes. And we'll just purchase the data logger from the Hawk company without going out to bid. Now, the pipes where the chlorine is introduced before it goes into the aerator are becoming clogged with iron themselves. And so Toby's having some difficulty making sure that the chlorine levels are high enough going into that aerator facility. He has installed kind of a bypass system with tubing to make sure that we get our chlorine residual and remains high. And he's working with R3M, which is the engineering firm that we hired, to come up with a long-term solution that would involve PVC pipe. So R3M's working on the design, and we're going to leave the tubing in place just in case this ever happens again. We have been informed that another DEP program that hasn't inspected the water and sewer facilities yet is going to come out and inspect. It's the Toxic Catastrophe Prevention Act program, and they want to verify that we're in compliance with TCPA. At the sewage treatment plant, it's the other end of the system, chemicals are also added at the head of the plant that help the solids to settle out. We also add sodium hypochlorite. This is liquid chlorine at about 15% solution as a disinfectant. So those are the three tanks that contain the sodium hypochlorite. The tanks have started to leak at the nozzle joint at the bottom. And you can somewhat see the leak, but I have a video. Hope this works. Well, it worked when we started. Maybe not. Try this one. No, it's not going to work. It's loading, it's loading. I hate these things. Try one more. Oh, there you go. It's leaking. It's really leaking.
That's chlorine leaking out of there?
That's liquid chlorine leaking out of there. So, you would be concerned about the chlorine reaching the environment, except that, I'll go back to the PowerPoint, it's leaking inside the bulkhead. So, there. It's leaking inside that containment. So we had purchased one tank, one of those big plastic tanks last year because it had begun to have a leak. And in this case, what Toby has done is gone out for bid for replacement of all three tanks because one of the other problems that they're having is that the chlorine is corrosive to the frames that hold up the tanks.
And any metal also?
Yes.
Like the valves that surround the...
The valves are plastic.
Okay. The chassis-mounted
These, yeah, I...
That looked like it was metal, and that looks like where the leak was, yeah.
The area that's leaking is actually where the plastic joins the plastic.
Okay.
I could take you down and show you.
Yep.
But it's leaking inside this bulkhead, so there is nothing escaping to the environment. But it does need to be repaired. So Municipal Maintenance came in as the low bidder. Municipal Maintenance is the company that replaced the shaft on the secondary clarifier. So they have done work for us before. And they will replace, they'll buy two tanks, use our tank that we already bought. They'll fabricate the metal stands for each of the tanks. And they will work with Toby on trying to use up as much of the product as we can that is in the existing tanks and then quickly replace before we get our next delivery so that we can use as much of the sodium hypochlorite as possible from our existing stock. I have the bid. It's about $15,000. And... We need to go forward with this replacement. So, any questions? Yeah, it is not an inhalation problem. It's inside the chemical room, and there's adequate ventilation so that it is not a danger to life and health. We have monitors in there to make sure that you would not be overcome entering that building. It's a good question. Health and safety is always important.
And that is not actual liquid chlorine. That's the you gave the name of the chemical.
Sodium hypochlorite,
right,
yes.
So it's not as if it is liquid chlorine, which is really a breathing problem also. So that's a different form of chlorine. And the... When that tub fills up, what happens then? Does it just evaporate out?
No. He's using all of the product that has leaked. So it's all being put into the sewage treatment.
Recycled back in.
Yeah, recycled back in.
Like bailing a little boat out or something.
Correct.
Like that. Okay.
The size of the bulkhead is sized such that even if all three tanks had ruptured, they would not leak out into the environment. Anything else? Okay. Oh.
Now, is the $15,000 included, or this is additional maintenance for the year for the sewage plant? Or?
Oh, this is perhaps a capital purchase.
Yeah, like almost an emergency capital improvement.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to complete your report over there, or is that the report? Okay.
Tomorrow is the referendum. I hope you turn out.
I have the municipal maintenance quote. It's $17,290.
That's for the one you were just talking about?
Yep.
Okay. Well, is that $17,000 included in the $142,000? The bond tomorrow? You're
no, this is
tomorrow. Are you equating this with...
Oh, I am not. The referendum is about studies of the water in the sewer pipes. This is an entirely different problem at the sewage treatment plant.
I just wanted to make that clear. That it has nothing to do with the referendum tomorrow.
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Trammell, Environmental Health and Safety.
I have nothing new to add since we met last week, actually, so thank you.
I see no reporting borough officials here, so we can move on
did
to
you
old
want,
business.
Did you want Mary Tullis to report on the Environmental Commission?
Well, that's up to the environmental rep.
Do you have anything? agenda about the ERI. We're making an application to Sustainable Jersey, and it was required that the borough documents how frequently an ERI is performed. And so it's going to be 10 to 15 years. We had one done about 10 years ago. We've just done one, so it's just documented now how frequently.
Thank you.
Moving on to old business, application for license to rent residential property at 9 Homestead Lane.
Okay.
Where are we on that?
Okay. I just checked with Mr. McGrath. The response was, says there are two separate issues. The property is okay to rent. So, the physical inspection, it's okay to rent. The issue that was raised was if there was a rooming house use there, and the present occupants were investigated by the state, meaning the Bureau of Boarding House Bureau, and we are awaiting the report. Now, if the report is that there's a rooming house use, the state will take appropriate enforcement action, which actually is far in excess of anything the borough has authority to do. There's a, they start out with a $5,000 penalty for owning a rooming house without a license, an additional $5,000 for operating a rooming and boarding house without a license. So, I mean, I've worked with them for many years with DCA, so I know the procedure that they follow. So that they're on it. In fact, quite honestly, I was the one who called them and asked them to be on it since the issue was raised of a rooming house, and that's their jurisdiction. So that's what we're waiting for. But Mr. McGrath is saying in terms of approving it for a single-family use, there's no reason not to.
Mr. Tickton, have they already issued a citation? Has the state issued a citation?
No, they said
there is a general allegation that there is a violation at 9 Homestead.
Correct. I asked him just now, and he just responded, and he says that we're waiting for their report.
Why don't we table it then?
I'm sorry?
Why don't we table this then until we have the final outcome?
Well, I mean, possibly because the question that we have to deal with is the, is the smoke detectors there? Is the physically, is the property ready for a single family use? So if they are, in fact, if the answer is no, that the answer is it's not a rooming, that the state finds it's not a rooming house and it's a single family use, then there's no reason not to do it.
Except that
we know
it's not.
Well, no, we don't know it's not. That's the point I'm trying to make.
It's an
allegation.
Right.
They have not yet been cited, if they're going to be cited at all, and we have to be very careful about how we say this. But I would also say they made an application to rent. We gave them various conditions, which our zoning officer now says they've met. So I don't know the basis on which we turned them down for that license unless you do.
Because I think it would just be preferable to wait until we have a final determination from the state, and this way we haven't already granted them a license and then work backward to try to...
It wouldn't be a matter of working backwards, because if they're... The approval would be to have a single-family use. If they're doing something other than a single-family use, the state will take action against them for that.
Yeah, and I think that they would have a basis for coming to us or against us for failing to provide them the same right that we have given to others once they met the conditions we gave them. So, I understand the argument, but I'm sympathetic, but I think we're sort of in a...
Right.
I don't know what the form of the license is, but perhaps it can be tailored to be very specific as to what is being approved, that being a rental pursuant to the rental ordinance and all the zoning conditions in the zone.
But I think that's what we discussed.
We would say that in any
right. But I don't know what's on it.
Right.
I don't know what is on the actual license that the housing inspector issues. I'm assuming that... I shouldn't assume. But I think we'd have to be very careful about what it says is being approved.
Right. He has the certificate of occupancy that's here. It's signed. It's signed by him saying approved for a single-family residential type of occupancy. That's a certificate of occupancy. It says that. Single-family residential.
It says it? Okay.
Yeah, and the other problem is that we didn't apply those same restrictions and processes to the other persons who applied for the right to rent.
Right.
So singling them out, I think, is an issue.
Well, if that's the form, presumably we did.
The form says it here, certificate of occupancy form.
No, no, I mean, we didn't put any other conditions on.
Oh, yeah, okay.
In the current form. No, that's, oh, these are the other ones? Yeah, single family residential. So that, well, that's the CO. Right? Here's the license, application for the license. Yeah, it doesn't, yeah, so they've got the, if you gave them a CO, I don't think we have a basis for turning down the rental act.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at the same property, by the way. I'm looking at a different property that was approved. Okay, so I guess I'm going to ask for a motion to approve the license subject to our zoning
move.
Ordinances. Okay.
This is Nine Homestead. This is Nine Homestead. That's the property.
Oh. Oh, that was where I got. Okay, sorry. Got the names confused. My apologies. Okay. Okay, so we have a motion. We have a second?
Second.
Who's first?
Mr. Tickton. Please call the roll.
Ms. Bowen?
Aye.
Ms.
Aye.
Ms.
No.
Mr. Tickton?
Aye.
Mr.
Tremat? Aye.
We now move on to new business. I'm going to switch this around because I think the second one's quicker. The Environmental Commission, just to let you know, the meeting date has been changed to Wednesday, the 24th of May at 7 p.m. I don't know when the original was, so I can't tell you that.
Wednesday the 17th.
May 17th? Okay, thank you.
Environmental Commission is normally the third Wednesday of every month. However, if there's a need, such as on the 17th for the council or other movement, then our immediate fallback is the fourth Wednesday of the month.
And had you told me that ahead of time, I still wouldn't have known what date the third Thursday was. Okay, so we then have Monmouth County Health Department Council Member Tickton.
Yes. Do you have the what do you call it, the PowerPoint? Do you have the PowerPoint there to show, or are we just? Otherwise, we have the paper here. If anyone's interested, look at it. I went to the both capacity as a municipal official and also a member of the Board of Health. The Board of Health had a presentation for municipal officials, that all municipal officials of the county were that in the towns in the county that are served by the Board of Health were invited for it, and they basically just going through all the services that the Board of Health offers. And I've done a summary that was in the Borough Bulletin of the services, but if anybody'd like to look at it, you know, it's here, so we'll leave this here for you to look at it. For the people that have more copies, they can leave them also. Okay, yeah.
On a question,
okay.
Mike? I saw helicopters back and forth today. Would they be the mosquito?
I'm sorry?
I saw helicopters back and forth today. Is this about the time of year when they do the inspection for mosquitoes and whatnot?
They'll start doing, they have to get authorization from each municipality to do the spraying, and then they do the aerial spraying. Yeah, they would do it. Yeah, they would have to wait till warmer weather to do it when the mosquitoes are out. Yeah.
Okay, I remember last year they did like a overflight just to see where.
Right, that's right. They fly. Basically, they go over the wet areas
and just survey it and see where. Yeah.
Yeah, and they survey. They do studies first to see where they think there's mosquito problems. They have different methods that they use. Sometimes they'll have to come out and put larvicide into the water. So they have. The Mosquito Commissioner used to be an independent body in Monmouth County. It's now under the Health Department.
Okay.
Just to note, JCP&L and the gas company also do overflights from time to time.
Oh, okay.
We now come to the portion known as public comment, in which the public gets to... Huh? I'm sorry.
Just a reminder, everyone, that bulk pickup is May 1st and 2nd. So put out your stuff. If you have any questions about what is and is not allowed for bulk pickup, the yellow flyer was sent home, or you can call Borough Hall for that information. But in general, electronics, toxic materials, things like that, in general, are not part of bulk pickup. Thank you.
And Anybody else before we go into public comment? Okay. We now open public comment. If you have any questions or comments for the, well, primarily comments legally for the council, this is your opportunity. Anybody have anything they'd like to say in the public comments? I'm sorry?
805.
Yeah, I have one. Okay.
Mark Connors, 23 North Rochester. I didn't know you were looking for air conditioning. However, where I work, we just had a state program brought in. The state will pay 70% of the bill, so I will get you that information. They come in, they do a survey, they do light, heat, and air conditioning. And then the state of New Jersey is paying 70% of our bill for the work.
Right.
You might qualify for it, you might not, but it's a winner.
Absolutely.
Worst thing you get is nothing, and nothing's lost. Mm-hmm. There are a couple hours.
Good, thank you.
I went through the agenda, and I see that there were bills put on there now, which is very nice, except I've got to ask, did we really pay $1,000 to have gutters cleaned and leaves taken off the water pipe?
Taken off what?
The water plant. It said there was a bill for $1,000 and change to clean the gutters, and it was $400 to clean the gutters, and $600 to take the leaves off the roof. I can't believe that.
I'm not seeing
I'm praying
it.
I misread it.
I have many bills here, and I'm not
I'll have to go back and look at it. Maybe it was last month. Did I look at two of them? They both had them on there. It was last month and this month. We're showing the bills.
Okay. Okay, so on the roof, it's not really for cleaning leaves off the roof.
Okay.
So in the water plant, there are drains, basically. When they redid the plant, they couldn't clear the drain lines, and so they had to bring in a crew. It's, I guess, high pressure.
It's like a Roto-Rooter, but for drains,
no,
because the drains are inside.
I
yes.
get that.
Okay.
But when I read a bill that says $600 to take leaves off a roof,
no, it
I
was.
I kind of wonder what
right.
people were
thinking. I think Kelly's right. This was when Route 24 had to go into. It's not a gutter like on the outside of a building. It's within the building.
No,
it's a line that drains the roof.
I understand.
The
it
roof
very
kept
specifically
leaking.
Called out $400 to clean those lines.
Yep.
And it said $600 to take leaves off the roof. Very specifically. And I'll find it again on the print.
Okay.
Please.
To me, I'm in the wrong business. I'll clean leaves off your any day for $600.
Mr. Connor, we just put a new roof on about, a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
So I think that's there's something
I'm
wrong
hoping
with
somebody
that.
Just inputted information incorrectly. That's all I'm
possibly, asking. But it's not in my bills that are here tonight.
And those pipes don't clog if maintenance is done on them, just everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to develop a maintenance plan. We need to take care of the buildings. I think putting a new roof on the borough hall is a great idea, but if you don't fix the fascia where the water is getting in the building, don't waste your money. Either fix the whole project, or if you don't make it watertight, you're spending perfectly good money for nothing. You have to look at the whole project. Putting them, it's like standing there with an umbrella over your head and the wind's blowing this way. You're still getting wet. Okay, so please look at the whole job. Don't just say we're putting a roof on it's going to solve the problem. It's not.
Who is responsible?
Mark, could you possibly send me whatever information you have on that 70% state payment? Okay, thank you.
And who is responsible for cleaning the gutters?
I mean, who
in town? No, I mean I'm not asking you.
Well, you have utilities. Nobody's gone up there and
utilities.
Decades,
I mean,
but
it sounds to me, and this is my opinion. It sounds to me like with all the grass cutting, gutter cleaning, trimming back bushes, doing all these things, you could take all that money, pile it together, and hire a full-time DPW person, and that would be the person who's doing all this. By the time you take all those dollars that you spread down in little pots, put it together, you got somebody that can do it.
I have had discussions with a couple of the surrounding towns about hiring a single full-time person that shared between the two. And if we can work that out, we can work out a schedule for that person.
This is a nice facility here. They pay part-time for somebody. They're in Boca Rosa. Good person to partner up with. It's your dollars. Mm-hmm. They'd be a good person to talk to.
Thank you. Anybody else have something they'd like to comment on? There being... Michelle?
Jeff Sean, 18 Tamara Drive.
Jeff, I'm sorry, you're going to have to get a little closer to that microphone. You're
okay.
Like that.
It's hard to phrase this question, but in talking about the referendum tomorrow, there's just been a lot of uncertainty about the meaning of this understanding the situation. So there is an unpaid bill of $55,000, right? And the ordinance is for $142,000. So I wonder if there's a simple way, in a very general way, to say, so far, I mean, is that $55,000 the first money that we're paying towards these studies, or what has been paid?
If you'll give me 1 second, I got that. I believe it's $78,000 has been paid to date.
And that was approved by the council previously?
The council took bids for an engineering contract. We approved the engineering contract and we signed it. Okay, totals paid to date, $78,437, holding as of today, $100,034.
What is the $100,000?
That's bills that are being held at the moment.
So is the 55 part of that?
Yeah, I'm not sure which 55
yes.
we're talking. The 55
yes,
is part of that. Okay.
Okay. So is that what the... I just wonder what the... 85 or $90,000 difference is between the 55,000 and the 142.
Yeah, the only thing I would point out, and I'm going to ask you to explain this, but the part of this, but the only thing I would point out is that the holding as of today number, you remember, I know it gets a little complicated.
It's complicated.
But they were doing work last year. We told them to stop.
Right.
Right. We then authorized them to do work this year, not the study, but emergency repairs, emergency work at the plant. And I'm not sure how that is divided up. I just don't know. I just
see.
Asked
so that's complicated.
Well, the work, they were told to stop the work, but we have bills right through December 31st from R3M. So I don't understand. If they were told to stop on November 8th, why are there bills going right through working up into including New Year's Eve?
Well, are those study or repair bills?
Not repair.
So
review.
No, well, Jeff is saying that some actual emergency repairs were done.
Please.
So,
okay,
yes,
please.
It's so confusing, and I really would just like to understand.
It is.
So $55,000 was the initial work that was done to put cameras down into the sewers to look for where the water is leaking in so that that can be repaired. Because some of the wear and tear on our sewage treatment plant is because we're treating 4 to 5 times the amount of water down there. So you would want to look at how you might limit the inflow and infiltration.
Right.
If there
are
so $55,000 was the cameras going down the sewers.
Okay.
It was authorized during a time of drought so that you'd be able to easily see when the water was coming in.
Yes.
Because if you try and do it in the spring, it's all wet.
Right, right.
Except
so
that it wasn't authorized by the council.
Correct. But okay.
Right. But
I'm yes,
just to
and now
the
I'm just trying to describe
right.
the pieces, and I'm so I'd just like to finish that if
yeah.
that's all right.
Just trying to clarify.
So In addition to the manpower that R3M used to do this study, they rented some cameras. So some of that bill is what came in later. When, after we told them to stop, they returned the cameras. All, everything stopped.
Right.
But there was a subsequent bill that came in. Now, that is separate from another incident which occurred, which you may remember. We had a water main break,
yeah,
which occurred, and R3M came out in immediately to respond to help us get that situation under control. That was not part of any study. That was part of their general engineering support to the borough. And so that bill, which probably came in December 31st, because that was around the time of the water main break, is legitimately paid under our general contract with R3M.
So that isn't part of this?
Correct. That is not part of this.
Okay.
Now, the bond, which was approved by the council, was approved because our bond counsel, our attorney, and all of the advisors that we have said that the bond was the way to deal with the situation, so the bond was passed. Then there was a petition for a referendum on the bond, and that referendum will be decided tomorrow.
Right, but the, I still don't get it. What is that $90,000 for?
So the difference is that they, R3M had proposed an entire study of our
system.
And they were not able to complete that because we told them to stop.
Okay, so
there is some additional work which needs to be done, analysis that we would like to have as a borough so that we can make more intelligent decisions.
Right,
so we won't get that report unless we pay the bill.
Right. So is it easy to say, like, so far they've put cameras down and they've studied the pipes and they've looked for the leaks. What is the other stuff that they have to do?
The other stuff that they have to do is looking at differences in the amount of water in various places so that you can try to quantify where the worst leakage is so that you can prioritize. One of the things that everyone keeps asking is, why can't you do asset management? It came up just moments ago with Mark Connors. Like, why don't you know when you need maintenance and why don't you have a schedule for how you approach this? In order to do that, it takes some math and it takes some figuring out on maps. That's one piece of the study. We need the total study, I think, was somewhere around $100,000. When you do a bond, you also have to pay for closing costs and some other things. So I think there's a 20% overage for bond, 10% overage for bond. So it's maybe the work was for 120 and then 10% over, but that's approximately where the additional money came from.
And I'm sorry, I missed it. It's 10% is our pay portion, I think. I don't know what the overage is. You always build in a little more than you think it's going to cost. You don't have to draw it down, but you don't want to go out and do another bond in the middle of a project.
Well, the other thing that has come up in people talking about this whole issue is that I was told by some people that there was a study of the system done about 10 years ago, which is still, everything that revealed is probably still a problem. Are you aware of that study?
When R3M commenced the study, they looked through all of the records that Carmela Roberts had generated and had in hand, and there was no cameraing, there was nothing of those particular pipes. They did learn that some of the pipes had been in situ form, had put
Steaks, yeah.
sealed some of the pipes. And so those are marked in a different color on the maps, and they verified that, in fact, those are not the leaking pipes. But there's plenty of other leaking pipes throughout town.
Oh, I'm sure all the pipes leak everywhere.
Well,
some of them were replaced.
Yeah, well, except for the ones that were replaced.
Right.
So,
or relined.
Once you've figured out what's going on with all the pipes,
mm-hmm.
and this study is complete,
mm-hmm.
what about the sewerage treatment plant itself? Is that going to be an additional study?
The sewage treatment plant has already been studied. We had an assessment done of the sewage treatment plant that was presented at a public meeting, I think last March,
mm-hmm.
by Manuel Ponte. We have that report. He has provided kind of a comprehensive look at what's going on in the sewage treatment plant, but what you would need to do next, after we have the study of inflow and infiltration, is to look at what our options are, because now we need to look at some money things. How much will it cost to fix the sewage treatment plant versus how much would it cost to put a big pump down there and take our sewage and pump it to another town's sewage treatment plant?
If the town wanted it.
Correct.
Yeah.
But
just to point out, I think it's been pointed out numerous times, and correctly so, that we're taking the same approach as Haddonfield, which is we're going to take all of the engineering studies and all of the costing studies and all the rest of it, distribute it to everybody in town, put it online. We'll probably set up a separate website for it,
right.
in which everybody can see the same thing and say, okay, here are our options. Our options are, you know, sell, bring somebody in, whatever they are,
right.
and say, these are all the options. You guys look at it and decide what you want, because we're certainly not going to make that decision for you.
Well, what I was just trying to understand is all the studies that have to be done until you get to the point
mm-hmm.
of presenting the options. So, in other words, you expect that this current company will complete all the studies necessary for this with the money that would be allocated by this ordinance? Or are we going to have further ones, further studies before we can make a decision?
I think this provides us with enough information, because it provides us with how much water is going into that plant, that we can get some cost numbers that can then be presented. The whole idea was to try and get ready for a referendum in November on the regular ballot, such that you would be able to make a decision about keep the sewage treatment plant and fix it, or send your sewage elsewhere, or
sell
the whole thing.
Right, or bring in, I mean, remember we have a sewer operator who's been there for a very long time. We're very fond of him, but he's at a certain age. He may decide to retire. So, you know, what are we doing with that? So there's a lot of issues. And I want to make clear, for probably most of you know this, so I don't want to bore you, but you have to separate in your mind the infrastructure, meaning the pipes under the ground, and the plant.
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
No, I'm just saying to everybody is that the pipes under the ground, no matter what we do with the sewer plant, whether we keep it, we sell it, we pump it, whatever it is that we all decide we're going to do, in all of those options, that infrastructure has to be repaired, because that's what generates the cost of all those other options.
Right. So to be clear, no matter what the town decides, the pipes have to be fixed
yes.
by us, not by somebody we sell it to or somebody we pump it to.
But if we sell it to them, they're going to charge us to fix it.
Oh, don't I know it.
Yeah. So.
And if I may add, Joe and I had attended, you remember that New Jersey League of Municipalities thing some time ago, where one of the speakers had said, a bond isn't necessarily a bad thing. In fact, in most instances, a bond is a very good thing. Can you imagine trying to buy a house without a mortgage company, saving up your money just to buy a house. Bonds are similar to mortgages in that you're spreading out the payments over time. So you don't have to pay the entire $100,000 for your house this year. You can pay it out over 30 years. And Joe, you must have heard him say it too, that it's really the only way municipalities can function is through a bond system. And I think somehow in Roosevelt, bonds have just gotten a really bad rap. And
Can I jump in? I think that you wouldn't buy
three houses at one time and take out three different mortgages.
Let me just say something. I understand, and definitely you have to defer some of the cost and spread it out over time. The current debt load for the water and sewer system, I believe, now is over $2 million.
From the last time we went through this exercise, yes. In 1990, we kept putting it off and putting it off, and the DEP came in and said, we have grants, we have low-interest loans. We delayed it long enough that the DEP came in and said, now we're going to fine you, and we no longer have grants and low-interest loans.
Understood.
Which is how we got that $40 million loan.
Yeah. But the debt service at this point is over $2 million, and if we're going to do all these repairs and studies and everything, we're probably talking $1 million to $2 million more over the next couple of years, I would imagine.
We could be talking for the water plant?
Sewer
plant?
We combine.
Well, water plant's
the wrong budget,
For the sewer plant, you could be talking $4 or $5 million.
Okay, that should be kept in mind.
We're absolutely keeping it in mind.
So one of the other things that a bond does for you is it allows you to apply for funding from places like New Jersey Environmental Infrastructure Trust. That is how we afforded the repairs to the water treatment facility, because with NJEIT, we got a 50% loan forgiveness. That's a 50% grant for the money. And then on another quarter of it, we had no interest. And on the last 25%, we had a very low interest rate. So when you're shopping for mortgages, you shop around for mortgages, but you hardly ever get a grant. This is a really good opportunity. And it is one of the few programs which has not been threatened by EPA budget cuts, because it is funding infrastructure. And so it seems to me that a bond in this case can really help the town save money.
Is there anybody else?
Do we have the date of the water main break? Because I do know when I scrutinized the bills from R3M, it went to the end of the year, and I don't have the bill in front of me, but a good portion of it was reviewing various things.
Is that the break in the water plant itself? I think that was October, November last year.
Because the December bill was mostly reviewing.
Okay, do we have anybody else from the public who has any questions or comments? There being none, close the public session. We go to... We don't need a closed session, correct?
Not that I know of.
Do I have a motion for adjournment?
Move to adjourn.
For the second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Abstentions? Thank you. We stand closed at
8:29.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and please remember to come out and vote tomorrow.